Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, we thank God. We thank God for you. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the Word so we can have some time for prayer at the end. I'm going to be coming from Genesis chapter 50. I'm going to read 14 to 20. So if you get there, Genesis chapter 50, verse 14 through 20. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph," boy, this is so good, "forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. God, boy, we got to forgive, don't we? I'm telling you, you can be hurt, but you just got to forgive. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And I want you to hear what Joseph said. This guy's got it right. And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God?" One thing I'll tell you, if you always stay in your place, you're in the right place.
Amen.
Joseph said, "Hey, am I in the place of God?" "No, I'm not." And he says here, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much alive." I want to use as a subject today, your delay may be your deliverance. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again just thanking you for this privilege and surely this opportunity to proclaim your name today. Lord God, I just thank you for everyone that's in attendance today. Thank you for those that's even going to hear this message even afterwards. Lord God, we ask right now that your spirit come forth, Lord God, and do those things that's pleasing in your sight. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I tell you, as the Lord was preparing me to give this sermon, I ran across Joseph. And I tell you, all the stuff that I'm going through, Ron, Spike could probably tell you. And man, this was just the perfect time to hear this story. Now, if you look in the book of Genesis from 36, chapter 36 to 50, the Bible is talking about Joseph.
Yeah.
Talking about Joseph. Joseph is Jacob's son from Rachel. Rachel only had two kids. She had Joseph and who else was the other one?
Benjamin,
exactly. And the Bible tells us that Jacob loved Joseph. Well, he loved him so much, he gave him a coat of many colors. Well, I think he probably loved him because he was his first son of Rachel in his old age. Now, we know Reuben was his first one from Leah. But Joseph was the firstborn from Rachel whom he loved. And then his brothers was very jealous of Joseph. You know, hey, his dad done gave him this coat of many colors, and then this guy's 17 years old, and then he has a dream. Why did he tell him the dream? I'm telling you, be careful who you tell your dreams to, because they'll use it to beat you on the head with it. And we see that Joseph told his brothers his dream, and his dream was one that they were going to come to him and bow down. And they're like, "What? This little joker telling us that we're going to bow down to him? I don't think so." So he has another dream. He tells his dad, and his dad paid attention to it. And the brothers paid attention.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.